Carl Hiaasen loves Florida, but you wouldn't know it from reading his many books. They take down his state of theme parks, strip malls, corrupt entrepreneurs, and the like. His most recent book is called Bad Monkey, where you've got Medicare fraud, real estate swindlers, people degrading the environment. And in this case, Carl goes right for the jugular, the many touristy restaurants and the inspectors who declare all those crab cakes and shrimp cocktails safe.
In the case of Yancey, the character in the book, you know, it doesn't take long before someone offers him a bribe or a free meal or something to overlook a random roach leg or something like that. And he reacts indignantly because, you know, he's from sort of the old cop school. He thinks that his integrity is being questioned. But at the same time, he understands it's a tough – I don't know. I mean, I didn't hang out with these guys because I'd never eat again if I did. So I just – I really stuck – my research was really just looking at the reports online and seeing the kind of detail they had to go into. But it's still – I mean, every one of us who eats out in a restaurant is grateful for the hard work and diligence. I say that on the record.
It is pretty dramatic, though. I mean, you've been around the city where you see these grades that are on all the restaurants in Mayor Bloomberg's New York, A, B, and C, and pending. There's some signs that say pending. I was in a sushi place about a month ago, and it didn't have a rating yet. And in the middle of our dinner, this guy came in, and it was clear to the very smiling Japanese sushi chef there at the restaurant that this was the inspector and that there was suddenly a huge degree of tension, and the place was packed. And when the guy left, everyone in the restaurant stood up and cheered as though there'd been some Olympics that took place right there in the middle of the restaurant. This is pretty dramatic stuff.
I'm not sure it's as rigorous everywhere else in the country, John. I'm pretty sure in the Florida Keys it's a little less formal. I think that Mayor Bloomberg, you know, takes a fairly rigid approach to that stuff. But in the practicality of living in a place where urban sprawl like Florida, where, you know, there's five restaurants at every interstate stop, I mean, I think it's a little more random. I think you go in, and if the sushi chef is wearing a hazmat suit, you go out. I think that's pretty – you say, oh, maybe another choice today.
That's your rule of thumb.
Yes.
Yeah, hazmat suit, don't go there.
Right. Black crepe around the front door is another thing. Not good.
You know, the title of this book is Bad Monkey, and that title and the reason why the book is called Bad Monkey is, once again, a product of your very extraordinary imagination. Can you just give me a sense of the why here in this? what piece of your upbringing, your life, produced this character?
Well, listen, I very briefly owned a monkey. When I was 11 years old, my little sister and I – this was back a long, long time ago, and they had these ads in the back of these magazines that said pet monkey. And we thought that would be great. We loved animals. We'd get a pet monkey, and we wouldn't tell mom. We would just send our money off. It was like $16.95. And like 4 weeks later, a monkey shows up in a crate. And my mother, of course, had no idea. My dad, we never told about it. And it was in those days there was no controls. You could send any kind of wild animal anywhere you wanted, and the monkey wasn't happy. We weren't happy. You can imagine that, you know, 4 days in a UPS truck, what his frame of mind was by the time he got to our house. But it was bad, not a good experience. But I empathize with that critter. And in the book, Bad Monkey, I've been every movie I go to and every sitcom you watch, there's like a gratuitous monkey. And they're just monkeys for comic effect. There's no backstory to the monkey, and they don't have any real role in the plot. And I wanted a monkey with substance and a monkey who had something important to do. And in this case, my monkey in the book has been fired from the set of one of the Johnny Depp pirate movies for an unspeakable act. And he is sort of the Charlie Sheen of monkeys. But as you get to know him and you understand where he's coming from and what a tough life in show business it is for a monkey, it's not an easy life even for a human, but for a monkey it's really tough. Then you understand, you know, why he's there and the importance of his role in the plot.
And unlike all those sellouts in Hollywood, what you've created here, first in literature, is a message monkey.
It is a message monkey. And I was telling someone last night, if just imagine Gatsby. If Fitzgerald had thought to put a monkey in The Great Gatsby, what a different story that would be.
Carl Hiaasen, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, John.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.